working session with all of you. And the main idea is to work on how to do a public statement, and to do a speech at public comment. Many of you had been for the public forum one, and you have seen people are coming, and there is a timer there, and there is a, so everybody has something in written form, not to stand there and just think of what to say, or some people are telling something which is out of ICANN mission, and ICANN cannot do anything because it's not in, in this org mission. So we'll talk about a bit about this, and we have four alumni who will be facilitating the process. And we are going also, as per request from many alumni, to draft a statement on behalf of the participants, ICANN 61 participants, to be presented tomorrow at public forum. But before going to that, I would like to introduce you my boss, actually, who is the director of Public Responsibility Service Department. And this is the department who is doing a lot of programs in ICANN, like newcomers, next gen, fellowship, ICANN Learn. And Ergus Ramaj is dealing with all this stuff and coordinating and helping us to do it on a very high level, as much as we try to do this. So, Ergus, without further ado, I would like to give the floor to you and just to say hello to our fellows.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? I'm going to stand right here in the front so everybody can see me. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I always tell the same joke every time she introduces me because she says I'm her boss. But you've all met Serenos, right? So who's the real boss? No, first of all, I have to apologize because I haven't had an opportunity to engage with you guys throughout this week because, as you all know by now, when you come to an ICANN meeting, you get pulled in so many different directions, and I have to apologize for that. But I am here now, and what I wanted to do is just, I don't have an agenda per se, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Ergus Ramaj, and as Serenos said, I head the Department of Public Responsibility Support at ICANN. I know that there's one person in this room that can actually pronounce my name perfectly. Okay, could you please raise your hand? There she goes. She's a fellow Albanian of ethnic origin. So I was very excited to meet Sara a couple of days ago, and I was actually equally excited to hear that someone else can pronounce my name. But that's okay. I think we all get that to some extent. So what I really wanted to talk to you guys about is just a little bit about the Public Responsibility Department. By a show of hands, how many of you are aware of what it is and what it does? I got the perfect crowd here. Okay, good. I can indoctrinate all of you. Okay, good. So essentially, our department is, if you think about it, along the lines of corporate social responsibility, right? A lot of organizations or corporations have this one department that does the good stuff. They do what is the right thing to do, what is the good thing to do, and it's the feel-good programs, right? Combination of all of those, which is why we oversee the fellowship program, which all of you are now familiar with, and especially for those of you who are coming back for a second or a third time, you probably know more about it than I do. The NextGen program as well, we also oversee issues related to human rights within ICANN, but only as it relates to ICANN, the organization, issues related to public interest. And again, if any of you are interested in any of those topics, feel free to raise your hand and ask any specific details. I'm more than happy to cover those. We also oversee ICANN Learn, and I believe that Betsy has already spoken to you. Is that not yet?
At the newcomer session.
Newcomer session. Okay, so that's our online learning platform. That's essentially our capacity development platform where we give an opportunity to the community at large, not just the ICANN community, but the global internet community, to understand issues related to ICANN in a way that it can be accessible from anywhere at any time. We also oversee the history project. How many of you are aware about the history project at ICANN? Okay, good, good. I see a few hands going up. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, please do. It is possibly one of the best onboarding resources that you can use at ICANN. This is our idea of creating a repository of information related to ICANN, a central repository. And we have quite a few very good interviews with individuals who were in charge of creating ICANN, putting ICANN together, individuals who can give you some of the knowledge in the background in terms of the thinking behind ICANN, where ICANN is going, where they see ICANN in the next 10 to 15 years. And also there's also a lot of very good written materials that is easily digestible in terms of the timelines going back to the creation of the internet all the way to where we are today. So that's essentially my little spiel about what the Department of Public Responsibility does. We have a team of 7 individuals, 8 with myself, and Serenush is obviously one of the rock stars on that team. But I would just like to open the floor if anyone has any questions. My job is to bore you to death, so that's what I'm doing. But any questions for me, anything you would like to know, it can be about the budget. It can be about any sort of, okay, I see a few smiles. Good topic, yeah? Okay, anything. I'm here at your disposal, whatever you'd like to discuss. I see a hand over there. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm Danielle Thompson from the North American Fellows Group. I have 2 questions. The first one is, given your department, and you have a pretty meaty bunch of responsibilities, what are some of the goals for your department in the future, like some of the objectives that you're trying to meet or new strategies that you're trying to implement, number one? And two, is the History Project, how does it relate to ICANN Wiki? Or not relate to it? And is it something that we can contribute to, or is it something that's a little more top-down? Thank you.
I'll start with the second question because I already forgot the first one. I'm just kidding. But I'll start with the second one. It does not really relate to it. We have worked with Dustin in different capacities as the person who leads ICANN Wiki. But in terms of the History Project itself, this is something that we're doing organically with members of the community. And, of course, there are opportunities to participate, and I'm happy to share with you the details later. In terms of our strategic direction as a department, we went through a very thorough exercise about 2 years ago when we used to be called the Development of Public Responsibility Department. And I oversaw the research part of this when we needed to bring our department more in line with what other corporate social responsibilities departments do at other corporations. And this was about 2 years ago. And a year ago, after we had presented all the changes, our direction, we somewhat streamlined all of the areas of focus that we are overseeing. And what I described to you earlier is our new direction moving forward. Now, we are at ICANN, and the new strategic plan beginning 2020 to 2025 is being worked at. And within that, of course, we will be a major component. I don't think there will be a major shift in terms of the areas of focus for us. Our job is essentially to empower current and new stakeholders to participate at ICANN, actively participate at ICANN, which explains, of course, why we have the fellowship program under our umbrella. But this is going to be an organic process. The organization is actively engaged throughout the community, the board, and staff as well in trying to define what the new strategic direction is. And, of course, a lot of that will be in consultation with the community. I hope I've addressed the question at least a little bit. Thank you. Any other questions while we're waiting for food?
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi.
From North. I'm not up above. During our lunch with the board, one of the board members mentioned, encouraged us to think about metrics for the Fellows Program. And I was just curious about any corporate social responsibility metrics that you might be working on.
Very good question. You put me on the spot with that one.
Sorry.
No, it's a good one. So Serenush and I have been thinking about this very actively over the past 10 months because every time we come to an ICANN meeting, is this session recorded? Okay. No, not that I'm going to say anything that I'm not supposed to be saying. Don't worry. But everybody who works with me knows I'm a straight shooter, so I'll continue to be that. We have been put in situations where we would have to justify a lot of the things that we do. And obviously, the fellowship program is one of those visible things. Everybody knows about it. And oftentimes the question we're asked is, what is your return on investment? We are asked by the community this question. And my answer is to answer with a question, which is, what is your expectation? What do you want the return on investment to be? And this is important because when the fellowship program was first designed 11 years ago, and this is a long time ago, by the way, it was designed keeping in mind the need at the time, right? So this is to bring diversity into ICANN, essentially. I'm simplifying this just to make a point. Over this time, over this evolution, ICANN has changed a lot since 11 years ago. We all have changed since 11 years ago. We're different people, right? But the fellowship program, its purpose, its intended purpose, remains intact. And because of the way it was designed, it wasn't designed to necessarily have something to show for it, right? And I'm not being provocative with this, but this is essentially, when it was put together, it was said, okay, we need to do something about people who can't otherwise participate at ICANN. What are we going to do? The fellowship program is the solution to it. And during this time, we didn't necessarily think about it in terms of return on investment or measuring that impact. Now, do we have anecdotal evidence? Of course. You had two individuals who sit on the board of directors who were fellowship participants, right? Is that a cause and effect relationship? Is that a correlation? That's up for the community to decide. But if you look at across all of the SOAC structures, there's always going to be a fellow there. Always. So what does that tell you about the fellowship program? Can we quantify that? Yes. If you look at all of the blogs that have been issued over the past year and a half, there's so much data out there to substantiate what the fellowship program has done and brought to the ICANN community. So I don't think it's an issue of lack of data. The issue is with the initial design. And it wasn't designed in a way where, what is the return on investment? You put $2 in, you get $5. It wasn't designed that way. So I think this is a task for all of us, and all of you have heard from everyone you probably have spoken to how we have a community consultation now on the fellowship program that's open. And essentially, this is a questionnaire that we send out to the communities and said, okay, what do you think about the structure of the program? Is there enough clarity? Does the size work? And this is ongoing right now. And we're expecting feedback from the SOs and ACs until the end of this month. And that, to me, it's a perfect opportunity to actually make the changes that the community wants us to make. So if there is a need for us to have metrics in place before we start the 12th year, then we can do that. But we've got to do that together. Because if Cyrenush and I come up with ideas of what the metrics ought to be, then that's somewhat of a top-down approach, right? We can't do that on the org level. And we have those metrics. We know how many people participate, where they're coming from, what is the gender distribution, what is the geographic distribution. But beyond that, there's also the responsibility from the community to say, okay, we have a working group, and when we do the onboarding or the intake, are we capturing if these people were fellows? In some cases it happens, in other cases it doesn't. But the question is, whose responsibility is that? And that's an org, internal org discussion, but also a community discussion. Because Cyrenush's job is to bring you guys in, make sure everything is taken care of. She administers the program. But she's not going to stay with you guys and you know, hold your hand, or the cohort of 700 people to say, I need you to go here. I'm going to open this door for you. There's a responsibility that ends with her job, and then the community gets involved. So it's a shared responsibility. I think a lot of people talk about metrics as if, you know, numbers are going to solve the problem, but there's a qualitative analysis to this in addition to a quantitative one that a lot of people, I think, are missing. So I, again, a little long-winded, but I hope I've addressed your question. I think the context is important here. Thank you. Hand up.
Hello, Uchai speaking from Georgia, second time fellowship. Actually, I have two questions. First of all, my question is related to assessment. Did someone do some assessment of results of fellowship programs? Because we just heard about budget cutting, but it's impossible to find some report or something like that about real assessment. Everyone is showing some fellows on the board, and it's cool, yeah. But how about working on site, working about in our countries? Is someone, is this our going to do it, this job? Because of this report, it's impossible to have a real picture about us, what we are doing. I think it's very important. And also another one is related with the budget cutting for IGF initiatives, because for me, actually, fellowship and IGF is something like similar. Maybe it's not clear, but if it is possibility to participate and get some information, I'm speaking about national IGF, intergovernmental initiatives, to get some information about some general information. But anyways, it's also working and helping. Thanks.
Oh, wow. You guys are full of good questions today. Now I'm regretting coming here. Just kidding. Okay. So on the first question, I think I partially addressed with the question that the previous, I forget your name, I apologize. Look, the budget has opened Pandora's box, okay? And I understand that one of the questions is, well, how did you make the decision? What is the information that you used? Is there a clarifying question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just assessment. We need a real assessment, not cutting. Everything is understandable. Budget is okay, good, okay. But we need real assessment. Is someone is doing this job or not?
Okay, can I answer that question with a question? Okay, what do you mean by assessment?
Real picture, what are fellow doing?
Yes, okay. There are two components to that. One of them is the data that we collect based on the information that you guys provide when you apply to the fellowship program. Again, so that's just some of the metrics. The second component, for those of you who are not aware, we carried out a survey, a 10-year program survey. Okay, we asked people, how are you engaged at ICANN or are you engaged at ICANN? So all those sorts of engagement questions. And the overwhelming majority, about 64% or so, said, yes, we're still currently engaged at ICANN, and here are the areas in which we are engaged. So in terms of an assessment, is this self-identified? Yes. We have to rely on people telling us the truth or telling us what it is they're doing at ICANN. So in my mind, that is an assessment of sorts. Now, if we were to carry out a more comprehensive assessment of the fellowship program, sort of say, you know, you bring in a third party, because obviously Cyrenos and I, if we were to do this, it would seem as though we have a bias. We would say the fellowship program is the best thing since sliced bread, okay? And we would. But a third party assessment? No, we haven't had that. But there also has to be an ask for it. So we have touched it in various degrees and forms, but there hasn't necessarily been, I think, if I'm understanding your question correctly, something that's more structured with a more appropriate methodology that goes way back, and there's interviews involved. You actually validate the information that you receive. You fact check everything. That, for 11 years, is a huge project, and it costs a lot of money, okay? And the way that we do our budget, at least from a program perspective, we do it on an annual basis. You know, this is how many people we anticipate to attend. This is the kind of cost it'll take, and that's essentially it. If there is an ask from the community, and the demand needs to come from the community for such an assessment, I'll be the first one to welcome it with open arms, because I do think it's needed. Now, if you're cynical about it, you could also say, what's the point? Budget was already cut. It's too late. You should have done it before. Right? So, anyway, I'm going to stop there, and I don't mean to confuse you, but we've done some parts of it, not what I would regard as the most rigorous approach that we could have possibly taken. But again, whose responsibility is it to do it? And we struggle with this at ICANN all the time. Is it the community? Is it the staff? Is it the board? And because it hasn't been an issue until it became an issue through the budget, now we're having this discussion. I see a hand right next to you.
Thank you very much, David Menar, from North America. I think that I want to piggyback off of his question, because I think that it's important to sort of clarify a little bit. What Uche was saying was, outside of the, you know, the ICANN space, but within the IG ecosystem and the IG community nationally, there are fellows at this table that are alums that have done substantial work. And then the idea is that, you know, there are ways to sort of maybe self-report, right? To say, hey, I went back to my country and I was able to help, you know, put fast internet into rural areas, right? Or I went back to my country and I was able to start a youth IGF, or I did this, or I did that, which I think that is, it obviously it goes beyond ICANN, but for the community to say, well, we need them to participate in ICANN and we don't care about what they do within the overall, you know, ecosystem would be short-sighted of them. So basically, you know, to show, obviously, as you said, after the fact, because the budget has already been cut, and it would have been interesting for them to cut the budget after they've done some sort of due diligence on the program. But for the fellows to show, you know, we get involved in ICANN, but more than that, we get involved into our communities. We do, you know, we do the work that then allows ICANN to be successful, or we do the work that promotes ICANN's mission and status, and, you know, everything that ICANN wants, just maybe not in the sessions themselves, or, you know, in the organization themselves. So I think that's basically what a lot of us feel. That and obviously we know you're on our side.
Thank you again. Another good comment. I don't think you can understate the importance of engaging in your own regions, in your own respective regions. And I think all of you, to an extent, if you're not engaging there successfully, it's probably not going to be successful at ICANN, right? If you think about it in those terms. But yes, there is this tendency where a lot of people, essentially, it's a binary thing. You're saying, well, if you're not participating at ICANN within the ICANN structures, then going back to the question on the return on investment, then what is it? How can we, you know, how can we talk with authority about something that we really have no information about? And is it really, are we paying to bring people to ICANN, expose them to ICANN, so that for them to not really engage at ICANN, but to engage in their regional communities, which is fine. No one is saying, no, don't do that. But the primary purpose of it is to bring someone, and I'm just being devil's advocate here, to bring someone into ICANN so that they can contribute to ICANN and its work. Now, even within ICANN, depending on which community you talk to, some will say, our mission is very narrow. You move outside of that mission, you're not in mission anymore. Others will say, yeah, but that mission has implications over what happens elsewhere in the IG space, in the internet governance space. So you can't really, ICANN doesn't operate in a vacuum. It is a part of a broader ecosystem, and it has a responsibility to be one of those actors that promotes the right values, the right principles. So there are different schools of thought. What I would urge you to do, I think, okay, we're not being recorded. What I would urge you to do is to be very factual, okay? This is not a conversation about emotions. If you provide feedback in the form of emotions and you say, well, no, how dare you? This is good for me. This is good for us. And if you don't do this, then people like me are not going to be able to participate. Okay, I get it. Fine. But what's the alternative? You're stating the issue. You're not providing a solution. And again, I'm being devil's advocate here. If you are the person, you know, let's say that you're the owner of a small business, and somebody, and you task one of your people with coming up with a solution, and they come back to you and they say, okay, so listen, this is a problem. And you're saying, I know what the problem is. I'm just telling you what is the solution. And you're restating the problem, and they're saying, okay, but listen, I'm paying you to come up with a solution, not to tell me what the problem is. Well, let's work together to find out what the solution is, right? So the community side, as all of you sitting on the community side, your job of sorts is to come up with a solution, not restate the problem. We all know the importance of the fellowship program. You've heard this from everyone you've talked to. You know, those of you who are more cynical than others, just goes in one ear, out the other, or way over your heads. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But I can guarantee you that everyone within ICANN, the organization, the board, and a lot of segments of the community really value the fellowship program because they see how it benefits their work. We keep talking about fatigue, volunteer fatigue. People are tired. There's not enough bandwidth. Oh my God, we're doing so much work. We need new blood. But we don't just need new people for the sake of having new people. We need new people who actually know what they're doing. But what's missing is this understanding that when you bring somebody new into ICANN, this is a complex place. I can speak from personal experience. So I joined ICANN 5 years ago, and I worked for the U.S. Department of State for over a decade before that. And when I joined ICANN, the first question I asked my boss on the first day, I said, why did I do this? Because I got out of a meeting, and people were speaking in acronyms. I'm not a technical person. I'm a policy guy. My whole career has been in policy. So I was confused. And as staff, with the resources that I have, which most volunteers don't have, it took me about a year to understand the lingo. What is it people are talking about? I'm not talking about getting to a point where I can have a conversation in ICANNese, right? Because that's next level. I'm talking about understanding what people are talking about. So now I'm putting myself in the shoes of a newcomer. You come in here to an ICANN meeting for 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, depending on which meeting it is, and you're expected to contribute to the policy development process. That's not realistic. But if you're not exposed to that reality, you wouldn't know. So I'm not blaming certain parts or individuals who are saying, no, there's no value to this, because what do you mean? You bring them once and you bring them twice. How much longer do you need? They don't understand your perspective. They don't understand how difficult it is to be a fellow or next gener, and you come into ICANN, or anyone for that matter, at the beginning, to understand this landscape. And also think about capacity development. Also think about onboarding, right? Getting it done right. It's not just about going to a community and understanding what the community is doing. It's about having a mentor, somebody who's teaching you the ropes, somebody who's guiding you. It happens in some places. It doesn't happen in all of the places. So this is a journey, guys. This is not just a one-stop shop. This is why we have the possibility of a fellow being able to come to ICANN 3 times. Because the first time, you've got no idea. You may think you do. Some people do more than others, but you really don't. And what's interesting is that whoever you talk to, the first thing they'll tell you is, this is very complex. ICANN is different. Everybody's different. Show me one organization that's similar to the other one. So I think our narrative is negative. I think what we need to do as a community, as staff and board, is to change the way in which we refer to ICANN and make it more welcoming rather than to say, this is complicating. That's not attractive. We need to do a better job, including myself, to say, no, this is how it works, without emphasizing the negatives, right? Extenuating the positives. And I think you can go a lot farther that way rather than just to say, this is complex, you'll get it, don't worry about it, you know, we'll just throw you in. It's also about building capacity in such a way where you have the confidence to say, okay, I am in this working group, and this guy next to me, he's been here for 20 years, and I'm, you know, a relatively young person. He's talking, he's so polished. Oh my God, can I really say something? You know, that is not easy in any setting, but especially in a setting like ICANN, where people will tell you, listen, I invented the internet, you know? I was there from day one. You, don't worry about it. You'll get there, but you need a few years. That's not very welcoming. So we need to do a better job at supporting one another and to say, okay, I get it. This is hard, but this is how we move forward. Again, don't state the problem. We know what the problem is. What is the solution? Focus on the solution. I think you have a follow-up, and then I have another question over there.
Just very quickly, I wanted to maybe amend your simile. It's not that a small business owner asked one of their employees to come up with a solution for a problem. It's that that business owner said, "Well, I'm gonna take this policy course. You tell me why I should or shouldn't do this." Basically, they said, "We're gonna cut the budget. Why don't you guys give us some metrics on why we shouldn't cut the budget?" So I think that's why a lot of people sort of felt sort of a primal response in the terms of emotions, because, you know, from the way personally I saw it, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, it was they're cutting the budget for fellows in half. Then, I asked the chair of the board at a meeting in Washington, D.C., why are you doing this when you're claiming that ICANN wants to involve more young people, new people, non-English people, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, you know, it's financial reasons. I said, okay. Then at the lunch with the board, they said, well, why don't you guys come up with some metrics for why this shouldn't go this way? And then at the first public forum, people were obviously sort of frustrated and upset. And I'm not saying that that's the way that we should do it from now on, or that, you know, it was a good thing that we did that way, or that it wasn't a good thing. I'm just saying that from our perspective, it felt like not only were we being threatened, you know, was the program that we cared about a lot, and not just because we get to come to ICANN, but because we know that other people get to go through our experiences and learn and maybe even get involved more than we do. But it was because not only was the program that we love threatened, but then we were also tasked with telling them not just why they should keep it, but why they shouldn't have thought about cutting it in the first place. So that was our, you know, that's why you saw so many people in this room kind of do that way. And I just wanted to sort of give you our perspective.
Thank you. And I did mean to say that you shouldn't use emotion. But what I was saying is, in a situation where you're talking numbers, there needs to be a little more than that. And of course, people are free to say whatever it is they want to say and feel however it is they want to feel. Just giving my perspective of what I think moving forward could potentially help a little bit to drive this discussion in a more streamlined way rather than get caught up in the details, because you've got to speak the language of the recipient, right? Communication only exists when the other person understands what you're saying. But thank you for that analogy. I think that was much better than mine. I was just thinking out loud. Had a hand over there.
And one hand here. So, and we'll stop questions for now.
Sounds good.
It's just, I'm Waleed Al-Murshidi. I'm a student at University of Colorado at Boulder. Actually, I'm encouraged by your speech to do something to invite the people, for example, in my university to come here. But I need to be practical. I am very busy, and I believe everybody is very busy. So is there, for example, a crafted presentation made already for those who doesn't know about ICANN, so I can just take it and present it to them?
Yes, there is such a presentation. There is such a presentation, yes.
There are a lot of resources available. If you go to ICANN.org and visit resources part, there are a lot of resources available which you can just download and use it. There are a lot of resources available with your regional global stakeholder engagement team. So if you contact them and you already know all of your regional global stakeholder engagement team people from ICANN. So there are a lot of resources in ICANN Learn, which you can just show to others. So we have prepared a lot of ready stuff for you to use for doing outreach in your universities, for using for your own work. So there are a lot available.
I think you said one more question, right? And then once we're done with that question, I would like to sort of frame the exercise that we were hoping to engage in today, and then you can take over again.
Right. So, Nasrat Khalid from Afghanistan. So we're here today. We have the data of how much money we've spent, the fellowship program, how many people have came to ICANN, but we don't have the data on the impact that these fellows have had, which is where we get to a point where the board goes like, well, all this money is spent, we don't know what's the impact, and we're going to cut it. It seems to me like that. If you put it, really simplify it. So how do we get to a point where we solve this and go ahead and put things into action? Here's what I could do as a fellow from Afghanistan. We've had 6 people as fellows, I believe, that I know of, from Afghanistan. And so I could go back and get the data of what we have done. Six people, this is the amount of money that was spent. They came into this many meetings. And now when we went back, we did these, right? We did the Internet Governance Forum, the school, this and that and this and that. How many people did we train? How many organizations did we work with? And we put that in a broader scale, if all us, the fellows, do that, even if we cannot save the amount of funding that we have that's being cut, the least it will do is it will show the effectiveness in numbers that the board can look at. And I think if we would be able to achieve that, the board could look at that, could look at the effectiveness of the fellowship program, and that way maybe even reverse this, or maybe if it's actually really effective, that they may want to increase this further. The data could be put into some sort of a portal, and it could be presented, and you could compare between one fellow with this much finances given into their training in this much time produces this many people that know about internet governance and get involved into ICANN, not just for them to come to the meetings as fellows, but for them to work in their countries. If we have that kind of data, and if we work together as fellows to do this, I wouldn't expect the ICANN staff to get really involved, because this is something, we do give out the report, a one-pager or two-pager report, but I think this is now the time where we need to go much more than that and give out metrics and numbers of how we contribute to ICANN. And this could be something that we can take on a country-by-country basis. We know wherever from which country you come in, you can connect with them, find out 2017, this many events were done by the ICANN fellows, and find out the results.
Can I quickly respond, or do we not have time? So you touched on a couple of points, but I want to be cautious, because I did not hear from the board that we need metrics in order to then justify or go against the proposed decision to cut the budget. That's number one. The second thing is, whether or not the fellowship program is cut in half in terms of the numbers, we're going to have metrics regardless moving forward. I think one of the more important questions is, when we talk about impact, can we define what that means? Because what that means to you may be different from what it means to someone else, right? So defining what that means in the context of the fellowship program is perhaps a very good starting point. Because, you know, to someone who likes numbers is, how many people did you bring to ICANN and where are they now? That's impact. To someone else, a more qualitative approach is more important. Like you said, well, no, I got this money, then I went here, and then they ended up in this place. So I think at a very high level, the discussion needs to begin about definitions. What do we mean by metrics? What do we mean by impact? And then building up from that. Cyranush, this is your session. I don't want to monopolize it.
I think we only have 40 minutes left, and I think that we need to go for the document which had been already prepared for you. I know there are a lot of questions to Ergus, but I think that Ergus may stay here for a couple of minutes if he is not running to another session. And if you have questions, you can just go and talk to him.
Yeah, and if I may quickly just frame this exercise. So when Cyranush and I were talking about this last time, a lot of the fellows that have come through the fellowship program from before, they've always noticed or noted how they would like to do something that's more engaging in the fellowship sessions. And if all of you have been around this week, for those of you who have been here before, have probably seen a different approach that we took, where we said, okay, we're going to bring the fellows to the community. The approach in the past was we would go to our breakout and the community will come and speak to us about what it is they do. Instead, what we did, we used the Newcomers Day for that, and then for the other days, we took you guys to the community. Not just show your faces, but it's a networking opportunity, and on and on and on. So with this exercise, what we were thinking was this is a very good opportunity for all of you to engage in the type of exercise that is very similar to what the ICANN community deals with on a regular basis. So if you're sitting in an SO or an AC, oftentimes you're debating on a particular issue, right? And there's a lot of opinions, and there's a lot of individuals who are pushing in different directions. But ultimately, that group needs to come out with something that mirrors consensus, okay? So the purpose of this exercise is for you guys to come together, exchange your views, debate it out, sort of like bottom-up, multi-stakeholder fashion, and come up with a statement that reflects the views, the consensus views of the group. So it's something very practical that we've never done before, and I hope that you guys are going to enjoy it, or if you've already started this, you've already enjoyed it. But that's essentially the purpose of of this entire exercise, for you to sort of work like the communities do, argue, debate it out, and then ultimately see if you can come to a decision or to a conclusion that reflects a consensus statement on behalf of fellows at ICANN 61. And with that, Sarah Nush, I thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I think it was very important to highlight what is the mission of the program and where we want to go, and where we need also our fellows' support and investment with the information, with the time, with the resources. With that, I would like to give the floor now to our four alumni who volunteered to facilitate this process on statement. And Matthew is now putting on the screen the draft which has been prepared. And I think you are going to read it through and come to the consensus. Meanwhile, I'm checking lunch will be served soon for you. So before end of this meeting, the lunch will be here as well. So Claudio, Matthew, I'm giving my space to you.
Hi everyone. So it seems we have about 30 minutes to go. So it's been a pleasure working on this with our fellows, Caleb, Matthew, myself, and big Luciano, who's taking the task of...
And Johanna as well,
who've taken the task of... firstly, what you see up there is based on what has been discussed over the last few days, and in the interest of time... that has been sort of condensed into what you see on the screen. And there's two, interests of time, there's two things that's been done. There's been a draft put out also, and we only have 2 minutes. Keep that in mind, that we only have 2 minutes to speak when we have an opportunity with the board. So this is only a draft. What we're going to do now is Luciana's going to read what's... Claudio is going to read what's on the board and on being projected. And then we will take comments from everyone here, what you think is important that needs to make its way in, or what could be changed here. Then what we're going to do, because we're a group, we're going to reach what's called a rough consensus. So we're not taking a vote on this, but you will be expressing yourself whether you're in support of it or not. And we will be reaching a rough consensus if this is something as a group we would be looking to put forward to the board. And if we do not reach a rough consensus, it will not make it into this document. Is that clear?
Yes. We have it clear. Yes. Also, there are a couple of other suggestions at the end of this first two interventions. We unfortunately didn't have time to develop them into full comments. They remain at your disposal if you want to elaborate on them a little bit more, because I think it touches one of the very interesting things Ergan was talking here about. What's the name of our... Ergos was talking about, which is factual approach. Right? I really do believe that we're touching, yes, an emotional issue. David reminded us of something here. It's not only about the ones who are here in the program already, because some of us are on our third or opportunity already. We're going. It's really about the people who we know are going to come because of this initiative, right? So the other comments are at the end of this document. We can share with you. Perhaps if you're not really glad with one of those, you can still elaborate on the other ones and we still can take it forward. Do we think we should read it?
My quick comment will be at the beginning. Note that this is the statement on behalf of the group or ICANN 61 fellows or alumni. So this is the joint statement on behalf of the group. The person will say I'm the fellow, and make it clear that I'm going to read out the joint statement on behalf of the fellows who are currently here. Like,
sure.
Okay. And then you can just go
through this. All right. So that it's a joint statement, I hope we achieve rough consensus on it,
if
right?
If this is not a joint statement, then you delete
then you
this.
Just, yeah, and you delete that.
Just quickly to help us, if we're not very familiar, I'm just going to read the definition of a rough consensus here.
Without substantial opposition.
Yes, rough consensus is a term used in consensus decision-making to indicate that the sense of the group. So it's not about, it's a sense of the group concerning a particular matter under consideration. It has been defined as a dominant view of a group as determined by the chairperson. So we have four wise individuals who are co-chairing this process who will be getting a sense of the group. Thank you.
All right. This is the first time we're doing this exercise in the group of fellows, so I think there's no actual procedure. I'm going to read through it so that you can notice. Say, Walid. Let's go through the first one. We know that as, and then you could, Caleb.
Yeah, I was thinking that it will be nice to actually move this correction away from Microsoft Word and put it in the Google Doc so we could share with everyone. And while you're reading along, they could.
I think there was a suggestion that meanwhile you are going through it, Matthew is taking notes. He will revise it based on your notes and then put it in. I would avoid doing it in Google Drive.
Okay.
All right. So it would be identification. I'm sorry, Usha. Come on.
You're telling about this. Just finished. I'll give some suggestions about just next steps. If it's possible to stop this cutting and open some discussion about this issue.
Absolutely. They're all open. By the way, they're too big. You still have to edit them. Anyways, this is a rough suggestion for
okay,
us to start.
Okay, but hold the time, because we have no time, so maybe we can finish it today and tomorrow for the open session. But anyways,
let's use the time we have to the exercise.
Two steps: stop and open discussion about that.
Okay, yeah. Can we go through
sure,
it?
Sure.
Thanks.
We know that as in any other corporation, budget limitations are a reality at ICANN. We know those limitations are in the interest of the financial sustainability of the corporation and that they will apply across its different departments and activities. I would like to ask those of you who are ICANN fellows to raise their hands. This promised to be some of a moment. Our concern in this financial adjustment that must be done is that the ability of ICANN organization to tap into the best human community resources ends up being hindered. Engagement in the community can often be kept but can rarely be built without the face-to-face, extremely intense experience that meetings represent to newcomers. And you all know that it's even more difficult for us from underserved communities to find the necessary support to live this experience. Now, many good and innovative ideas, including from the business and economic perspective, have and will frequently come exactly from people from these underserved communities, because they are the ones that live the limitations, the diversity of experiences, the demands and difficulties of a reality that is much tougher to some of us than to others. A budget cut is much more likely to strike the capacity of ICANN to hear from those people, to bring and keep them on board. At the end of the day, this might affect the ability of the community to find and share innovative solutions to the complex problems we face. Can you go on, Matt? All right. It is not easy for a corporation that is much more economically active in the global north to uphold the argument and mainly a position of trust and legitimacy if the main capacity building program through which it allocates opportunities more evenly across the world is reduced to such a point that it affects its capacity to reach precisely underserved regions. Any adjustment to the fellowship program must carefully understand that for ICANN to build new institutional space and to consolidate the ones it already occupies, to expand its reach and the business environment promotes and depends on, To develop and spread opportunities fairly across the community, it needs to enhance, not to compromise, trust and legitimacy. Did that fit 2 minutes? Really? All right. Anything for now? Should we go to the next one? All right, let's open.
I was wondering if I'm not as familiar with the strategic objectives in detail of ICANN, but isn't one of their strategic objectives to build the next generation of leaders, or is there something in the language that they're constantly, you know, trying to build the next generation of leaders? I'm just wondering if we position. I really like the idea of having fellows stand up, especially if they're on the board. But I'm just wondering if there's perhaps an opportunity to say, you know, can people who have been engaged with ICANN for the last 20 years please stand up?
Yes, 10 years, there is.
And 2 years, and then say, you know, so then you show.
You're creating live metrics, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Right. So you've been here for 20 years, and I think we all agree that it's time to, you know, build the next generation of leaders, and, you know, here are our fellows, young fellows, up-and-coming fellows from around the world that will be contributing to these new ideas. Yeah. You know, it's like a visual representation of.
The text, right, like now?
No, I was thinking about this.
Before we get to that, let me just say that once we finish this piece, we'll have Claudia read the second piece, because there is more information that if you're thinking, oh, this thought process is not in this one, there is a second one. So let's finish that first.
All right.
But yeah, so we can finish.
Any other idea for the time being about this one? Let's see if Usha just states it, and then we come back to do it, all right?
Also,
okay, since we have only 2 minutes to say the intervention, I think telling people to stand up or to whatever, it takes time for people actually to stand up. And then, so just, yeah, that would be like, let's just be clear, just hand or something.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah, just raise hand.
But
I think it's
really
more.
Like the impact, yeah. Ucha.
I feel myself like in my country like an ambassador of ICANN. So I want to highlight somehow it's in the text. It will be, from a point of view, interesting and important to highlight in the text this issue. Like, we are ambassadors of ICANN in our countries and doing the job for ICANN community.
Right. I think the one Yona worked on might touch this aspect a little bit more. If it doesn't, let's take note for this one. Caleb? No? Anyone else?
I just think that rather than using just building for the next gen of leaders, I should think we should probably add the word volunteers for the community as well, which is very key, rather than saying that the path of fellowship when you come in must be leadership.
True. The word volunteers is not there. That's well noted, Kellen. It's not. Is it, Yona? No, most probably not. We're going there.
So where do you want to put it? Good afternoon. Yeah, I want us to look at this thing from probably a more statistical angle, which is one of the reasons why the fellowship started originally was to actually bring in people from diverse community one, which are probably smaller communities and less developed countries. And let us look at as ICANN been able to do that. If we look at the ICANN board, if we look at probably NOMCOM, can we actually extract figures to say, you know what, we've actually not been able to do that because these people are still not really involved in ICANN, so we still need to keep this going for some time, because to be honest, 11 years is a short time to actually look at long-term effects on things. So if we can actually say, okay, you know what, you have this, you have these numbers, have we been able to achieve what you wanted to achieve originally? No is the answer. Then why are you cutting it now?
That's true. That argument was raised before, I think, among all of us, that leadership positions alone are not good, are not fair metrics for our program, because you don't get involved after one or two meetings. It takes some time for you to get involved. So demand someone from the fellowship programs to occupy leaderships and take that as the metric alone to gauge it, to measure it. It's right. And yeah. All right. So let's see if we have time to at least to read the second one.
Yeah, just in the interest of time, Claudio needs to read the next second one. And I would suggest we would focus what we're discussing on, what we want to see in the text, and then we can then reach consensus on it. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Would it be a problem for me to read the second one, or?
Please, shall we allow Claudia to read the second one? And then
these are times when the strength of the ICANN community is being challenged from multiple sides. How we react to each and every one of them will define who we are and what we stand for the following years. This is true, maybe more than anything, for the fellowship program, which may find its funding cut from 60 fellows to 30. We do not dispute the overall need for cost reduction. We are all aware of the financial perspectives of ICANN for the upcoming years. The clear question we need to answer now is, what costs can we afford to cut so that we would not threaten the mission and values of ICANN as a global, multi-stakeholder, and culturally diverse community? Simply cutting programs or reducing costs without an intense scrutiny of why we're doing it may not only prove to be inefficient, but also in direct conflict with the principles that ICANN stands for. We believe the gains from cutting the fellowship substantially cannot and do not proportionally outweigh everything that is lost. The fellowship is not only a program, it is a flagship. Here's Usha's argument. It is an idea that encompasses the very essence of ICANN. It goes beyond borders, professions, and constituencies. It transcends age, nationality, and gender. Could it be done better? Sure. We support any discussion and feedback on how it could be improved to better serve the needs of the community. We are committed to find solutions together. We stand here because we believe the fellowship program is absolutely needed. It not only brings together people whose voices would never be heard, it reaches countries and communities which are vastly underrepresented in the organization. It thrives in being inclusive, representative, and diverse. And sometimes it even brings within voices and people that we most need. To be truly legitimate, ICANN needs to be more representative, and the fellowship and all it stands for is a great and easy way to achieve that. We need more of that, not less. That would be the thanks to Yona. Thank you very much, Yona. Who's the head of
Okay.
140? Right. In fact, there's a little bit of a rush in my first interpretation. But if there's time, anyway. So
okay.
We had a comment here before the from.
You need to give me, you need to close it.
Take this one.
That's right, fine. Right. We're actually approaching this in a very good way, but it's still very emotional because we're talking about diversity and population and communities. What is being explained to us right now is we don't need to be emotional. What we want to know is, first of all, this decision was taken without consulting the community. We all know that. So why is a community-driven decision made without the community? So that's one thing we need to actually include in our statement. We need to know why we were, as a community of the ICANN, nobody was consulted about this. What are the budget cuts that were made and who was responsible for them? What is the rationale behind making these budget cuts? So
find a way to squeeze the questions.
Yeah, so it's actually four questions. Yeah, so it's actually four questions in one. So these are really important things to know. We want to know why was it done without the community as a community-driven initiative? Who took the decision on it? What was cut from the budget? And what was the rationale behind cutting it? Because if I don't know the rationale behind cutting anything in a budget, I cannot defend it and I cannot provide them with any kind of metrics. Yeah. So
the other cuts of the budget, I think we get from the... I just want to
put after underrepresented in the organization, we have to call this is ICANN and not YANA anymore, because if there is only American people from USA, as an American, is not for a multi-stakeholder organization.
Sorry, Betty, could you just? Repeat it perhaps a little slowly, and how do you want it written?
After vastly underrepresented in the organization, we have just to put this is ICANN and not YANA anymore. Just to illustrate, I think so. Because it's important that the impact show that it is not only USA, but people around the world. Even if the industry of internet is really concerned by North America.
But I feel like that's the whole of the first statement. The first statement talks about diversity and how it's more than just the global north and, you know, people that could come here on their own dime.
So we will note that, but we will be having a rough consensus on this. So Betty, your statement is noted. The group will be expressing themselves on that and will be reaching a rough consensus whether or not this makes it. Thank you.
Hi. I have 2 points. Just for numbers, cutting from 60 to 30 will greatly decrease the diversity. So how many countries do we have here? Like 42 or something like that, just within the fellows this year?
That's right.
So I think we should put in like, hey, we represent 42 different countries or something like this. And if you cut that down, you're severely limiting. Or how many? I don't know. But and secondly, I think rhetorically speaking, we could actually use the words of ICANN's core values in their mission statement as stated online. So for instance, ICANN's core values D and E say, D says promote international participation at all levels of decision making and policy, and E says seek broad and informed participation reflecting the functional and geographic diversity of the internet. Right. And I think if you actually use the rhetorical trick of using their mission statement and sort of say, hey, you are committed to this, but what is the impact of that? It will make a strong impact using their words in some way instead of our own.
It's in there already. Take a look.
But I mean, quoting it directly, say, hey, ICANN core values D and E state, da 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 da.
Yeah, he's drafting. Do it.
Oh,
real, yeah.
Oh.
Real,
oh.
We don't have much time. We're drafting real time.
Okay, bye.
Artyom.
And I'm not a master of short comments, so be patient, please. As you might already know, I'm a technical person, not a policy professional. So, but anyway, we have a community, speaking about the technical community, it's not different. I see people here from which I've seen on Ninog or Enog on different places. So it's basically the same community as for RIPE or Erin or Afrinik, I guess. So speaking about the impact, which was mentioned before in a great talk, regarding the impact, RIPE has its own fellowship program. Actually, a few of them, because there's RIPE fellowship, there's also MENOG fellowship for Middle East, there's also ENOG fellowship for Europe and C, I guess. I don't know. I've just recently checked shortly, and there's a fellowship for Afrinik as well. Yeah, and NANOG. And ITF, by the way. The idea I'm trying to drive home is when all those communities are driving their fellowship programs, and I can at the same time reducing this, it risks losing the momentum and then to lose the ground.
All others increasing.
So I believe it's something that we could
awesome. No, we're taking.
Just a quick reminder: we need to leave the room in 10 minutes.
So I'm giving a suggestion. We only have 5 minutes. So from now on, we're still going to debate as long as we can. What I would ask you, because we're drafting it, if you're seeing some of the comments are already being input, mm-hmm. So what I would ask you to evident comment, but if you could please, this is something, an exercise that we never did, so, and we're sorry for not having measured the right time. Also to contribute something written as a topic to the group or somewhere else that we can use the text. And we're going to find a way here during the sessions to be somewhere here, taking your inputs and continue working in these comments while you have your sessions. And taking a look at the groups, and we're really sorry for the time frame, but that's the way we have to work.
You can use ICANN61 mailing list. ICANN61 fellows mailing list, just to share.
Right. One additional point in respect of diversity. If we have examples of persons who are represented in the fellowship program, whether now or in the last couple of years, but not in the leadership program, we could highlight one or two of those examples, because I think that contributes to the specificity of the presentation that we will make. Rather than being emotional, we will have some specifics so that we can, you know, give examples in our comment. True. So if anybody has any examples, you know, we can contribute, as you
leadership.
Have said. Leadership. So any examples of representation on the fellowship program, but not necessarily in the leadership of the entire ICANN stakeholder, you know, model.
We can give those examples.
Right.
Good one. We have those examples.
Examples of leadership.
Ioana.
Okay, my comment is more like strategy-wise. Since we have two comments and 2 minutes for each, and since obviously these two statements are quite similar, which we would not like to have two statements that are quite similar, my suggestion would be to have one statement which is similar in terms of style and substance, more emotional, and the other one to be very focused, very action-oriented, very practical, very fact-based, so that we not only come and underline the importance of the fellowship, but we also come with something concrete, because that's what they have been asking for this entire week. If two people will stand from the fellowship saying things that they all agree and they all know that, yeah, the fellowship is important, yeah, we need to be in line with the ICANN principles, but we don't come with anything concrete, it will just piss them off, as everything that we've been doing so far has done, and it will not solve anything. So two comments. What I would suggest, one, either combine these two or keep just one of them. The second one should be a concrete proposal as to how we could improve, what we can do, and numbers and facts, and that's it. So practical and emotional, both at the same time, one after another.
I'm into that, and I can be here. Well, my sessions are pretty much done, but then we would have to start from zero, that draft. Totally agree. One more diversity center. One more results-oriented, focused examples of leadership, as you said here. But then we would have to start the second one from zero. No problem. From scratch. I'm going to be here, but then I need help.
All right.
Hi, I wish we had a bit of time, because my position will probably take you to the beginning of the discussion. Because when you talk about budget cuts or whatever, one, you should actually understand what motivates it. In other words, is it because the revenues have gone down, or the projects that you want to do have increased? And therefore, if you are cutting from this, which are the priority projects that you are taking in? But unfortunately, as you can see, we don't have time to actually go and analyze the motivation of these budget cuts. But I don't know whether it's something that we can discuss outside this forum to try to understand, I mean, maybe to come with concrete strategy as to how we can address this. Thanks.
Excuse me, what's your name?
My name is Anderson. Anderson Komets from Botswana.
All right, Alison. So basically what the board mentioned about the budget cuts is that this is how much money they have, and it's actually going up, but it's going up marginally. But the activities are actually going up exponentially. So you have revenue, but you have more programs, and they have to do some cuts. So this is actually what they talked about during lunch, and that's the rationale for now.
Seeing as we have about 5 minutes left, we will have to go through these and sort of have a vote, and we'll have to reach some form of consensus. If you have any more comments, please put them on the ICANN 61 mailing list, and these will be taken into consideration. Now, when Ergis spoke earlier, he mentioned that if there's any ideas where any suggestions of solutions. And I'd just like to probably take 2 minutes and probably take, if there's anyone with any suggested ideas of solutions, and then we'll go through this one by one. Thank you. I just asked that we take this, make this very, very short and sharp. Thank you. Sarah.
So my comment actually was going to that direction, and I totally agree with Ioana that we shouldn't make it so much emotional, and we should provide also solutions. There was a question there that why are we doing this, but we don't provide any kind of solution of how to do this. And we should also have a plan B, like not only saying you should not cut the funds, but also finding a solution of how are they going to cut the funds, because most probably they are going to cut the funds. But we can say, like, we are staying in a 5-star hotel. We can also quite normally stay in a three-star hotel, and there is no need to decrease the number of participants. Instead, we can only decrease the budget for the hotel.
I really appreciate this discussion, and I'm sure that you need more time, but I think we need to bring this to online now, to remote, right, and need to leave the room because the next session will start in right. 3 minutes. But the lunch is coming to foyer right outside right. of this room. Please be there and have your lunch,
right.
then go for another session.
Thank you very much, guys. Let's take this
hungry.
Online. That's
oh,
the way
who's
we have
delivering
to
the comments? That's just something I want to flag, so.
What?
Who is delivering the comments? I just want to make a flag for, like.
Matt is centralizing them.
Okay,
now.
Excellent.
The notes made from this session will also be posted on the mailing list, so keep an eye out for that. Thank you. Session adjourned.
Thanks. Sirenush, maybe this session has to take.